soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on July 18, 2015. Today we're going to be talking about the commission, the assignment, the orders, the directive from the Lord Jesus Christ to his people that he bought in his own blood. Yes, Jesus has the right to dictate to us what to do and all the details that go thereby. The Lord is the Lord. And in these last days, as all these things are being concluded, coming to pass, being fulfilled, we want to be absolutely faithful to the Lord. We want to be ready for his coming. For those that are not ready, that are not looking for him, they'll be caught off guard. Like Jesus likened as a thief that would come in the night. And if the householder had known that the thief was coming to steal his goods, he would have been watching. Likewise, for us, Paul would say, that hour of the Lord does not come like a thief. We're not in darkness, but we're in light. We're people of light. This is what God's called us to be. And Jesus himself, he said, watch and pray, for you do not know the hour when your Lord will come. And the ones that are asleep, oblivious, that have been drawn into the world and diluted and mixed and lost their savor and their light has gone out. They are foolish and have not bought the oil in their lamp. There'll be no light for them in that dark midnight hour when the call comes when to meet the Master. And this is what this is about. The Spirit of the Lord is calling people that have professed faith in Jesus to prepare yourself, to get ready for the coming of the Lord. Draw on the grace that is great in Jesus. Draw on the Spirit of God, that Lord may finish the work he's begun in you, that God is seeking and desiring to conform you into the image of his dear Son. And how blessed you'll be in that day and that hour if you're being found faithful doing so. We're talking about our commission today, our orders from the Lord. But before I do, I want to read one of my most favorite scriptures from Peter, 1 Peter. Listen to this. This is 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God gives, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Learn a lot from this scripture. That I just, as I was reading this, I'm seeing that every man, this is what Peter the Apostle said, everyone in the body of Christ receives a gift from the Lord. Everyone. God gives wisdom to everyone. And through the Holy Spirit, the Lord is our teacher. He's teaching you if you'll be instructed, if you'll let him. And that's the point, that as long as you are under teachers, you will never, ever grow. And your senses to discern good from evil are stymied. And that's in Hebrews chapter 5. Please read it. You should be a teacher. You should be teaching the oracles of God. But if you're sitting under masters that are teachers and great ones, exalted people over you, you have just let someone else become an antichrist, a replacement for Jesus. When Jesus is your teacher, he's your Lord. You should be sitting at his feet. You should be seeking him, because he will give you a great reward. Those that diligently seek him, the Lord will give you a blessing, a great, great, great reward. And you want to be taught of the Lord, if so be that you've heard him, if so be that you've known him, you want to be sitting at Jesus. And this is the call that God's commissioned me to do, is to call you to Jesus. Like this is what Apostle Paul would say in 2 Corinthians 11. I'm jealous. I'm really concerned about you. That you would be espoused, guaranteed, set apart for who? Jesus, like a bride, chaste, holy, righteous, upright, honest, full of wisdom, full of purity of the Lord, washed, clean, whole, complete, delivered. Get the picture? Is that your experience? No. You realize the Lord has work to do, and yes, he does. And he's patient for that harvest. He's patient for the work. And that's why the Lord is working right now. Everyone has received a gift. Everyone. And you should be ministering one to another. And if you're seeking the Lord, and I'm seeking the Lord, and others are seeking the Lord, and we're not in religion, we're not setting up other lords over us, then I receive something, you receive something, and I'm going to serve you and present it to you, and you present to me and to each other what we're receiving of the Lord. That is God's plan. That is his way. That's the way it was. You read the scriptures. Read what Apostle Paul said in Corinthians. When you come together, everyone has something, whether it's a song, a revelation, a doctrine, something to share. And that is what we're going to find in these last days as people come out of the false religious churches, the synagogues, but they're called churches. It's a place, it's a building, and they whip you and they abuse you and twist you to keep the money going, keep the money coming. When you should be giving unto the Lord as unto the Lord and helping people, ministering to people. There's a lot of things that are out of order, and the Lord has a plummet line, and his eye is going forth, and everything that's twisted and not it has gone askew and not aright, he's going to deal with it. And it'd be a good idea to follow what the Lord says. Listen, every man receives a gift. Even so, serve one another with those gifts. Minister, share, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. See, a steward is one that's responsible for what he has, what he does with it. God's giving you grace. God's teaching you. It's not just to hoard it to yourself. It's to share it as directed by the Lord. 1 Peter 4:11 again said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. See? If you're going to speak, don't speak chaff, but speak it faithfully, correctly, accurately. And if you're going to serve and minister unto the Lord or unto people, do it according to the ability that God will give you. Now, I love this part. Listen, here's your motive. Here's my motive. That God, in all things, may be glorified through Jesus Christ. A true ministry of the Lord seeks to bring glory to the one that sends him. A false one will speak of himself. Do you see the difference? That's one of the telltale signs Jesus has given us. So as the word goes forth, we're speaking according to the oracles of God. It might sound different. Just like if you met someone that had their own cattle on their fields, and they slew one of the cattle and prepared it for a meal, and you ate it, and you tasted it, the wonder of fresh, absolute meats that had no hormones, no preservatives, no chemicals, no artificial ingredients, and it would taste so wonderful and delightful. The same thing is true with the word of the Lord. When it comes from the Lord and his people speak it faithfully, it's pure and holy without any leaven, without any false doctrine. And it's done out of a motivation to glorify the Lord, not to bring attention to themselves. See the difference? Here's what Jesus said in Matthew 28:18 and following. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, ethnos, all peoples, baptizing them, immersing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. I'm going to read that again. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. Amen. This is the word to Jesus' disciples, followers, not religion. And I want you to see the difference of religion of man. The things that are esteemed by man are actually of Satan. Did you know that? This is what Jesus said to Peter. When Jesus was telling Peter he was going to be suffer at the hands of sinners and be persecuted by the religious system and the Romans, Peter told him to be far from him. And Jesus turned and rebuked the devil, "Get behind me, Satan, for you savor not the things that be of God, but of man." There's a telltale sign, ladies and gentlemen. Satan is a humanist. Satanism is humanism. When Jesus Christ would tell you, pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me, but the Satanist will tell you, climb the ladder of success no matter what stands in your way. Exalt yourself, promote yourself, go for the gusto. It's all about you, see? That's Satanism. It truly is. Satanism is religious. Humanism is religious. And as we come into these last days, we're going to see a commingling of various religions, and you might call it ecumenicalism, the joining of faiths, the tolerance of faiths, different religions. But the faith of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection is not a religion. Faith in Jesus dying on a cross and being buried, according to scriptures, for 3 days. And after those 3 days, according to scripture, he was raised from the dead. Those that have faith in this will have life eternal. That is not religion. You can't get eternal life by giving monies or supporting a religion or bowing to an idol or playing religion. That will curse you. But having faith in Jesus and being obedient and having faith in him through grace will give you eternal life. Praise the Lord. But there is an effort of the humanists, the Satanists, the dragon, the serpent, the devil that hates Jesus is very religious. He sends emissaries, people that work for him, to spy out liberty and bring people into bondage. They have false doctrine. They didn't even deny the words of Jesus. And they put up men on pedestals before the Lord. When Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11, verse 12, and 17, that's three verses, that only the Lord shall be exalted. Only the Lord shall be exalted. And the teaching of Jesus Christ, even to his disciples that he trained for 3.5 years, that's a lot of time. That's a lot of time to sit with Jesus. What did he teach them? Your brethren, I'm the Lord. I'm the Christ, Jesus said. And you're not to set up men over you. You're not to rule over my people, the Lord said. Mark 10:42. Read these things. Matthew 21:42-45. Matthew 23:8-10. Matthew 20:5. 1 Peter 5:1-3. And this is a dictate from the Lord. Don't lord over my heritage. Don't lord over my people. Don't take my place over my people. There's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus told him, don't let anyone call you rabbi, rabbi, for one's your master, even Christ. Don't call anyone father, for one's your father, even God the Father. And be not called master, for one's your master, even Jesus Christ. You see? Are you teachable? There's a commingling going on. There's people that don't want to come to Jesus, but they want religion for one reason or another. Might pacify their emotions, pacify their minds, their guilt. But what we want is the truth, the assurity, the confidence that is in Jesus Christ by abiding in him, having our sins washed, our garments made clean and white by faith in Jesus. For the just shall live by faith. A commingling is underway. The wolves have come in wearing sheep's clothing. The false apostles have come. The false prophets, the false teachers, the false Christs, the false shepherds. They've infiltrated. They've turned God's house, the house of prayer, into a den of thieves and robbers. They've made merchandise of the people. But people that did not want Jesus to be their Lord, but wanted a man with notoriety, a man with great charm and charisma, the opposite of Jesus. Jesus had no form or comeliness that we would desire him. And when we saw his face, we hid, as it were, our faces. Jesus is the one we should follow, not any man. Especially usurpers, especially con men in disobedience to the Lord. But this commingling is an act of the devil. It's humanist, it's religious. It works with the governments of the world, the governments, the leaders, the kings. Read Psalms chapter 2. May the Lord give you understanding in these things. The Lord's given his commission. The Lord's given his charge to go forth. And we're commanded to preach the word, proclaim the word, herald it, declare it, stand by it, be bold as a lion, in all strength, no man forbidding you. Because the word of God is true, and it cannot be bound, it cannot be withstood. It comes forth in power and wisdom that no man can gainsay. This is why we need to stand with the Lord and teach his word, speak his word, live his word, and be no contradiction. Because in the world today, there's a religious world. It's like a cubic zirconia that looks like a diamond. But if you have the eyes and the training to see through the Lord, you will see it as but a counterfeit. One of the reasons why people sit in religious environments and they tolerate false gospels or false messages or even weird spirits, false doctrine, or people that say they're watchmen and things don't come to pass, or they misspoke in the name of the Lord, and they made merchandise of people asking for money, 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 filthy lucre. They don't have confidence in the Lord. This is what the Lord has told me to talk to you today about. Because the commingling is going forth, the false. It'll be as a snare that will trap people's souls because they didn't have light in their lamps. They had no oil. They weren't studying the Lord. They weren't seeking the Lord with a pure heart. And they gave place to the devil, where the Word of God says, give no place to the devil. They gave place to the devil in one way or another. You cannot have confidence when you've been disobedient. You see this. And this is why people, they don't trust the judgment that comes from the Lord. When the God gives a quickening, when he gives a check in your spirit, when he gives you discernment that something's wrong, you don't believe it. You ignore it. You bypass it. Because you've set up men over you, that you have trust in them and not in trust in the Lord. Because you're alienated from the Lord because of your sin. Do you see? Or you're connected to the world, or you love the world. He that loves the world has not the love of the Father. This is what undermines your confidence in the Lord. Listen to this. 1 John chapter 3, verse 21. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. That's where you want to be. That your heart is clear. That's why you keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Let the Lord be the bishop of your soul. The Lord Jesus Christ himself is your bishop. He's your overseer. He watches through the Lord. You're joined to the Lord. You're one spirit with him. Listen to what he's showing you. Have you given place to the devil? Are you in sin? Are you in the world? Have you taken in the leaven of false doctrine or immorality by the groups you hang out with? Are your alliances and friendships incorrect? This will undermine your confidence in the Lord. This is how you will not trust when the Spirit of God is speaking to you that it's from the Lord. And when you live that way, you've not sanctified the Lord in your heart. You want to make sure you sanctify the Lord. You draw near to the Lord and ask God to cleanse that heart. Remove the thorns and the thistles from your heart. You say, Lord, see if there be any wicked way in me. Create a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me. And if there's anything wrong, Lord, change it. Remove it. Help me, Lord. That's the way to have confidence in the Lord. That's the way to know that you're hearing his voice clearly. But when you have mixed channels, you have the spirit of the world coming in and perversion. And Babylon, the harlot, has gone forth, mixing the wrath of her the wine of her fornication, and giving it to the whole world to drink. And ladies and gentlemen, if you can't tell, the world is crazy drunk. Crazy drunk on sin and iniquity, and their hearts are hard, core, calloused. They love unrighteousness. They love darkness. They have pleasure in unrighteousness. And this is what happens. That people that once knew the truth have gone into error, gone backwards, and their hearts have become hardened. And their love for God has waned. Their love for the truth is dissipated, corrupted, defiled. And now they're in the snare of the devil that Jesus said will take the whole world. The only way to be delivered from that snare is to be confident in the Lord, rightly abiding in him. Ephesians 4:27 says, neither give place to the devil. Such a strange thing to have to tell people, isn't it? Don't give place to the devil. Don't give him anything. When you open the door, open the window, you open your heart, it comes in with a flood. We need to be crucified in Christ, abiding in him. We need to be doing what he's told us to do because the time is waning, wrapping up quickly. Confidence in the Lord. Speaking the word, delighting in the word. Now listen to this. This is 2 Timothy chapter 2:23 and following. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God perhaps, peradventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Now listen to this next verse, 2 Timothy 2:26, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. I'm going to read it again. And they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Do people realize the devil's a trap? He's a liar, a murderer, a thief. And he holds you captive. The exact opposite of Jesus. Jesus comes to give his life as a ransom for many through his blood, through faith in his blood. He's calling to deliver his people, to set you free from bondage, to release you into the spirit of liberty that's in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Our commission is to stand confident in the Lord, in him, not in ourselves, in him. And to stand strong on the sure foundation of the word of God that is written. Study, show yourself approved unto God as a workman that rightly divides the word of truth, that you won't be ashamed. Share the word. Share the word. Speak through the Holy Spirit. And God is going to do mighty signs and wonders and miracles. And people that need the Lord so desperately will find him in these last days. And there's people that are going to be instructed in the Lord and come out from where they have fallen. And they're going to come out of the clutch of religion that has deceived the masses in the world. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. This is Jude, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Saints. Holy ones of the Lord. It's a common faith, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you see that there's more churches in the world of religion today than cans of soup? This is a common salvation. There's one faith, one baptism, one Lord, one body, which you're called. And this word has been delivered to the saints. It's written, seek the Lord. Ask him to deliver you from religion, from the perverts of gospel perversion that have made merchandise of you and brought you into defiled waters with leaven sitting under Babylon the harlot. Verse 4, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. RealtyReportNetwork.com. This is To The Point Report with Trevor Davis on July 18, 2015. Today's article is on artificial intelligence, reported by the Daily Mail on today's date, July 18, 2015. Artificial intelligence is as dangerous as nuclear weapons. Artificial intelligence pioneer warns smart computers could doom mankind. Bullet points are, expert warns advances in artificial intelligence mirrors research that led to nuclear weapons. He says that artificial intelligence systems could have objectives misaligned with human values. Companies and the military could allow this to get a technological edge. He urges that artificial intelligence community to put human values at the center of their work. Very interesting. A lot of the filming that went out by Paramount Pictures on predictive programming showed a lot about the future age of robots. Why they even have turkey hot dogs. They have mechanically removed meat from the bones. So robots are making hot dogs. Another story on artificial intelligence was on June 26, 2015 by the Wall Street Journal. Artificial intelligence machine gets testy with its programmer. Copped a little attitude and has the script of what was going back and forth between the machine. Well, I suppose if you could trust men and scientists to do the right thing, the ethical thing, then there's no problem in creating artificial intelligence. You can just trust that they'll put ethical things and that they'll be used for good for all of mankind. This is Trevor Davis for To The Point Report, signing out. I'm Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.